Besiata Dishmaya, the nice Fosaiti Ftach Ufiya Gid Teila Secha. We've been discussing the potency of Bitachon and the tremendous emphasis that the Torah commentaries place on making our maximum effort to excel in Bitachon. Let us not forget the words of the Vilna Gaon, who says that a life free of sin, but devoid of bitachon, although it might be an achievement that one has not performed sin, but nevertheless, because they are not living a life of bitachon, that is considered worse than living a life of severe transgressions, but excelling in bitachon. And as emphasized previously, of course we are called on to stay far away from every form of sin. But there is even more emphasis placed on striving to excel in bitachon, in our reliance on Hashem. We also mentioned the Beis Halevi, who said that it is a great sin to not live life by the values of bitachon. And again, we see here the importance the Torah commentaries are placing on and emphasizing in the efforts we need to make to live a life of true reliance on Hashem. The Beis Halevi also mentioned that whilst bitachon can save a person from the current challenges and fears they might be experiencing, the opposite is also true. When a person is not living by the values of bitachon, but rather giving in to the fears and other powers that seem to be outside of Hashem, that fear in itself is the catalyst that brings about those new troubles that we were fearing. Now the question we might ask is, how am I supposed to control my emotions? If I am currently experiencing something that is scary to me and I am fearful, how can I be commanded not to be fearful? And the fantastic Sefer that we've been discussing, the art scroll version of the Beis Halevi on Bitachon, cite in the notes that the great Stipler Gaon shed some light on this issue. And he writes that one is certainly not held accountable for natural fear or anxiety that one experiences, which is practically uncontrollable. And as the Gemara states, the Torah was not given to angels and does not expect us to be superhuman. However, the Stipler goes on to explain that we are called on to make an active effort to not think about worrisome thoughts on an ongoing basis, as such thoughts may cause additional fear to one's nature or personality. Rather, one must strengthen oneself with thoughts of emunah and bitachon. The Torah was not given to angels, and as the Stipler writes, we are not expected to live superhuman lives, making our endeavor impossible. But there are many areas where we do have the choice to move our lives towards reliance on Hashem, bitachon, as opposed to the other side, a life without bitachon, where we bring more and more fears into our lives. Hashem, my Father, what a tremendous gift I have to be able to talk to you about anything and everything, because the truth is that whenever I get stuck in life about anything, I always have somewhere to go, and it's not just an effort that might work, might not work. I am coming to you, Hashem, who is the source of everything, and I know that you're listening to every single word that I am uttering. Hashem, I'm trying to internalize the incredible importance of living a life of true emunah, of true bitachon. And the truth of the matter is that I really want to rely on you in all areas of my life, to the point that when I experience something in my life that is causing me to feel anxiety or fear, I want to be able to turn to you, Hashem, and rely on you and be able to feel calm. Please, Hashem, help me to advance in my journey to living a life of true bitachon, where I will more and more turn to you and exclusively to you, regardless of what I am experiencing. Thank you so much, Hashem, for giving me the incredible opportunity to talk to you whenever I want, and especially now when I might not know exactly how to inculcate the values of bitachon into my life. But more than any other effort, I know that just by talking to you, you are listening to me. Please, Hashem, help me to talk to you with sincerity and truly mean what I say. And I beg you, Hashem, help me to move successfully towards living a life of true bitachon.